So yes, you know this ain't your first time. How you doing, beautiful?
Thank you. Oh God, you can't see my head.
Oh yeah. You look so straight. And I see a legend in the background. See my smokers. I didn't.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're gonna be, I ain't know she's gonna be in the room with Miss Paul, you know what I'm saying? The one and only Marcy Diamonds over there. She chilling on the computer and stuff. So the my smokers, yeah, y'all already know. She was on my list. You had very hot friends. I've seen the pictures. Cause I am sorry. So I mean, how's it like working with her? I mean, she's a legend. I mean, seriously.
Making my day. I gotta marry you.
So you're next in line, husband number one.
So I mean, I working together and everything, because like I said, I mean, that is like huge. I don't mean to be fanboying a little bit, but yeah. She's one of them. So how was it working together?
So far away.
Yeah.
You sound so far away.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I probably got the thing away. I should have my mic. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
It sounds a little bit better.
Hold on. Let me see. Here. Speaker up. Noise cancellation. Hi. And okay. How I sound now?
Better.
Okay then. Yeah, I had to adjust it. Sorry about that, smokers. Now back to what I was saying. How is it working with Miss Diamond?
Say again.
I said, how was it working with Miss Diamond?
Oh, she's amazing. We did a little sexy video together. Yeah, we did a little video together. We did a little photo shoot together the other day. It's good stuff.
No doubt. So how did y'all hook up and meet and everything?
Well, ironically enough, we just met in person when I showed up at this hotel.
and
we love each other. We bonded. We were like 2 peas in a pod over here. But so basically I was introduced to her through Kendra, and Marcy was actually writing her first article?
Yeah,
first article for Hustler magazine. And
congratulations.
Yes, say congratulations. Yeah, and she's it.
Yep.
Yay!
And I'm in it. So that's how we met, like officially. She had interviewed me for Hustler magazine, and they just posted the article the other day. So that's how we officially met. So we met virtually, worked together virtually, and then we met
in person. And see, what's cool is I always talk about that opportunities that's outside of Offset, like writing for Hustler. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to pose and another thing when you're writing, you know, period, and everything. And you know what I'm saying? So that is a good thing, because now she's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen. She's a porn journalist. There you go. Yes, there's more jobs in porn than you really know. So, other than that, what's been going on with you, DD?
You know, lots of stuff, but when's the last time we talked? Where do we leave off?
Woo! It's been a minute. I think it was poor Exotic in Chicago.
Okay. So, well, I'm single.
Hey. Yeah, I do remember you mentioning that. Yes, I was.
Let's get that out of the way. So it's been an interesting transition, and I'm still kind of working on some stuff and seeing where I'm going to go with things, contemplating, you know, how I want to come out the gate. You know, things have changed a little bit, and, you know, maybe it's time for, like, slight rebrand or slight refocus, and, you know, still obviously doing the bulk of what I do, not changing too much, but, you know, just little tweaks here and there. So, but I am working on stuff, and you guys will still see stuff soon. I've still been filming and still been working in the background and all the good stuff, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to get all that and more. With that being said, hello, smokers, and welcome to the Smokers Lounge. And you know who I am, Kevin Officer of Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. You know what to do. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Sorry, her beauty is distracting me. Please forgive me. So we have four wonderful sponsors to tell you about, and the first one being the Facebook and analyst community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. Also, the new home of the Premium Smoke Room. And for you content creators, 90% profit with no hashtag issues. You can put up what the fuck you want, ain't got to worry about getting the ticket down. And for you consumers, a new place to consume your XXX content. I'm talking about the one and only ExciteBunny.com. Also, last but not least, award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about voiceover with some smack. And they even got virtual reality. I'm talking about none other than BlushErotica.com. Go subscribe. Get a membership. It's worth it, people. Also, we're a proud member of the Shop GW District Black Podcasting Network. And while you're over there listening to my podcast, also do some shopping at shopgwdistrict.com from some wonderful Black-owned businesses. Also, every morning, 5 days out of the week, you can listen to me chop it up with the industry's best and brightest, as well as a few other industry, you know, different industries and genres might come on my show. You don't know podcasters. You don't know what might pop up, but you better check it out on FullySwapRadio.com. Plus, also find me on SkyhawkAppAdultTV.com as well, the BGP LLC app. Now, y'all have seen this lady numerous times on the Smokers Lounge, and eventually, Premium Smokers, we will bring on the Premium Smoke Room. She has a fat booty, sexy ass lady with a wonderful smile and a great disposition. And trust me, she can get as nasty as she motherfucking want to be. Trust and believe. I'm talking about the one and only T.T. Park. Say hello to the smokers.
Hello, how are you guys doing? Thank you so much for having me back,
Bobby. No doubt. It is a pleasure to have you back. Now you say that you're single and you're doing a rebrand. How's the transition going for you?
So far, so good. I mean, I don't have any complaints. I've been staying stupid busy and just kind of keeping my eyes focused on the prize and working and, you know, staying productive, really. That's all you can do. So.
Yeah, because, that chase is something, ain't it? The money chase is something.
Yes, sir.
Have you been, you know, shooting a lot or whatever? Because you say you've been shooting more, what have you. So what's some of the shoots you've done and who you done worked with since we didn't last talk?
So, here, Bobby, real quick. So, again, the sound quality
went bad again. Okay, hold on. We're going to take a small break, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back.
I'm ready to put the commercial. Yes. I gotta remember where to put the commercial, and we back. And we back inside. And back, I was saying, what's some of the shoes you need, the people you don't work with, what have you? What's been, catch me up on what's been going on in your world, other than what you just told me. Where the broad show.
Say it again.
No, I was saying, you know, who some of the people you work with, like, what's some of your, you know what I'm saying, your favorite shoots that you have done in the past couple of months?
Well, I just did another shoot with Mega Drive in New York when I just got here. That was good. And I recently shot with Lawson Jones out in LA. And so I did a whole bunch of stuff. I shot with a whole bunch of things at GW, so I haven't let everything out of the bank on that yet. There's a bunch of stuff that I haven't released and some stuff that I have, so, you know, kind of taking it slow.
Yeah, because, I mean, because, you know, sometimes it's good to sit on shit, you know, period, because it's like, one, because I was talking about this with other people, like, sometimes it's good to build anticipation for the shit that you're going to be dropping.
Absolutely.
You know, period. And I think a lot of times that has been getting missed in this, in the industry lately. Mm-hmm. You know, period. Especially for the past couple of years, for the past year or so. So it's kind of like with you, how do you decide your time frame for releasing your newest content?
So what I was doing was I was dropping a video every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to redo a lot of the stuff that I had up there because it was taken down. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. So I am, like I said, I'm working on some stuff in the background, you know, to get all of that, like, kind of up there and right. But, you know, it's kind of hard because I've lost. So I'm dealing with, like, a lot of things, like, you know, people saying to me, like, new fans coming in from, like, OnlyFans who didn't know me before but see me now. But then they go and see the content that I have out there, and it's not relatable to them because I've lost a lot of weight, right? So I'm still a BBW, don't get me wrong, but you know, basically, so like I'm like, okay, so I'm kind of, you know, deciding if I want to like keep all my other stuff out there or just completely separate it and, you know, start like a little new. Path or what. So that's kind of what I've been working on the side. And I don't know. So pretty much, when I get back into it 100%, it's going to be the same thing. I'm going to be doing about a drop of video a week.
But to me, that's part, if I put it this way, to me, I wouldn't, it's just me, I wouldn't separate the video too tough because even though, yes, they see your older stuff, it's kind of taking them on a journey.
Yeah.
To see where you came from to where you at now, you know, period. It's just like when people see, let's say, my porn, they see I have black hair. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because I ain't recorded nothing in almost 4 years. You know, period. So it's kind of like, wait a second, I just saw you banging the hell out of this chick and you, your hair is black and you got a whole white beard over here. So, but it's kind of like, for you, I think, it's also still, you can still, you know, jump the fence with the fan base, because you're still going to have them people that haven't seen your BBW work, but you was thicker, or, you know, saying bigger.
I just got to figure a way to transition it, or how I'm going to do it. That's what I'm working on in the background, is like how I want it to make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of like, with your scenes, because you have been in the business, to remind everybody, how many years you've been in the business?
2 years.
So, how have you been looking to, let's say, expand your scene repertoire? You feel what I'm saying? Like, are you looking to make more, how can I say, scenes that, you know what I'm saying, role play scenes? That's a little bit more, not necessarily complex, but in depth, per se. Or what have you. Are you, because I know with you doing Girls Gone Wild, you know, Girls Gone Wild is, I know y'all shoot some shit, okay? Y'all shoot studio, Hollywood quality shit, you know what I'm saying? So what are some of the things you're looking to do in year 3 as a change-up versus from the first 2 years?
So, I mean, honestly, I enjoy what I do. So, you know, as far as the content that I make, like, the core of what I do is still going to always remain the same because that's what I enjoy, you know? But, you know, I have a lot of different types of content out there. Like, for people who don't know, you know, yeah, like, you know, I may stick to, you know, one kind of
you know, main category. But if you look at like my videos, I have a lot of different stuff out there, you know, lots of different types of people, lots of different, you know, scenarios, lots of different situations. So, you know, like, it's pretty much whenever the opportunity presents itself, and when I get to meet creators who I just like vibe with and love their stuff, and if I think that we could do something that would make sense together, I'm going to jump on it, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's out of the box, or what would seem out of the box, if it's something that I'm cool with, then I'll probably try it.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, I always say this is an opportunity for us to play any type of character that we would like to play. And just turn it into sex, you know, you know, period. And also, it's kind of like now the way that the game has became so saturated, especially with the type scenes, because, of course, we had a sex tape that dropped recently of a young lady by the name of Sexy Red. I happened to saw it. And let me ask you a question. Why is it that the celebrity sex tapes just suck? It just... It, the only good one was what, Pamela Lee and Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee. They're that was the best one.
No. What about Kim and Kyle? What about Kim? Didn't Kim get
I don't know, because see, Tommy and Pam, it was like a porn out of this bitch. It was like you kind of saw that they had some thought behind that shit. And they were nasty with it, you know, period. Because even like because what's so funny is, I don't know what they call it, a sex tape, because it was only 48 seconds of sexual just getting hit. They were talking shit. But see, that's the crazy part. It's like, if she had, let's say, put that on the pants, she would have made a kill. You know. You know, period. And it's like, to me, it's like, this is, it's, I'm not going to say there is a tendency of the content creator, because there's some content creators that take this shit serious. You feel me? But it's a tendency of where porn is and what it is, because it went viral because she did a sex tape, you know, period. You know, so it's kind of like, to me, it's like, I'm going to ask you this. If you could do a celebrity sex tape, what celebrity would you choose?
Oh, my God. I don't fangirl like that. You know what I mean? I really don't. I don't know how to, you know, that's not really my thing. Yeah, I got nothing for you. I don't fangirl like that. I don't know.
For the celebrities that watch the Smokers Lounge, she did not give a fuck about none of you dudes' dicks. I'm sorry.
You know me. I just more, you know, I'm more about a vibe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, for example, like, who is it? Like, Scotty P. I had never met him, but him and I ended up going, like, we were on, like, live on IG one night together or something like that. And we just ended up vibing, so we made it work. We ended up working together while we're in Vegas or LA or whatever. Yeah, in Vegas. So he came over there. But sometimes, like, if that just happens, like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys cross paths and you rock out with it. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I like to just base things on. Like, if somebody reaches out and it seems really difficult, like, I just probably am not going to be interested. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, if it don't go right in the email and conversation, no, we ain't gonna make it to the meetup.
We're not gonna survive.
Yeah, because I mean, to be honest with you, that it like been females that I work with that honestly I wouldn't have fucked off them. But yeah, we vibe so well. No, I said I have worked with females that I probably would not fuck off camera. You know what I'm saying? Or deal with on a personal level. You know what I'm saying? Don't get tricked. Let's keep it 100. There's talent that you give. If you be like, you know, if I was actually dating, I might would date that fucker. But it's probably not that many on the list. But my point being is, a vibe is very important, because you may not want to date that person, or you may not find that person, let's say, attractive to where you want to play off camera with them, but they vibe so well that it makes the scene fun, you know. Period. So it's kind of like with you. Like, have you had a situation where we're not? You probably ain't really had no situation. You probably looked up when you ain't had no situation where the vibe was off when you shot with somebody. Have you?
I didn't hear that last part.
No, what I said was, have you ever had a situation where you and him wasn't connected on set?
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, I had a situation, I'm not going to say obviously names, but somebody had wanted me to fly out to the LA area, but I said, okay, but I said, then I worked it out so that I was going to be there during, you know, Urban X and stuff like that. And I had made arrangements to go, and I stayed with, you know, Kendra and stuff like that. So I had rooming and all that kind of stuff. And he was all upset that I wasn't going to go and stay at his house to shoot a scene. Why do I need to go and stay at your house? Like, why would I need to do that? Like, so for me, like, things like that kind of vibe, like, right there, like, why should that ever be a, you know, when did we ever even discuss something like that? Like,
I think sometimes dudes kind of think with their dick more than their brain. That's just my opinion. Because, like I said, that's the other thing about our business day is sex. And unfortunately for some of these dudes, this is the only sex they get. This is the only sex they get, honestly, you know, period. Because we have to get tested.
Yeah.
People have to be tested, you know, period. You have to be clean. And you have to trust that person not only is responsible enough offset that they won't bring anything on set. So what fetishes are you trying? You look to expand into, because fetishes now became the theme for this past year.
Who said?
Huh?
Who said?
Shoot, it's in like every girl I talk to that they be trying to get the fetishes and shit. I be like, damn, it's like motherfucker don't want to fuck no more. I'm like.
I mean, I enjoy, like, exploring other people's fetishes, but that's probably my fetish, is exploring other people's fetishes. Does that make sense? So, like...
Well, no, I didn't say.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, when it comes down to me, it just depends on my mood, really, and that's the God honest truth. It's, like, with everything, you know? Like, I don't have, like, a favorite song, a favorite this. Like, it just kind of depends on, you know, where I'm at in the moment, where I'm at in the day, what the energy's like, and, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I see you a person that's a receiver. You receive energy. You receive energy.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and
you could tell me that, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm, you know, like if somebody tells me this is like, so common, right, in my life, I swear to God, I feel like this happens a lot. Oh, I'm so dominant. Like, you know, yeah. But then that's not the energy when I show up. Like, and if my energy is more dominant than you, then that's not how the scene is going to go. It's going to end up something different. You know, because you can't control it. Like, you can't stop that. You know, even if it stays with the premise and you follow along with script, like, you could still see that. That still comes through. Or that's how I feel anyway.
I always felt that when it came to a shoot, a woman kind of set the tone. Because her energy... is going to dictate what the energy of the scene is going to be, what the whole set is going to be in the whole nine, you know, period. I mean, a lot of people don't even understand that how much powerful a woman's energy is on set, just on that end, you know, period. Because I'm sorry, it's nothing better than a female coming in smiling, you know, she, you know, a little happy, a little flirtatious, she ain't standoffish, you know, the one thing we don't want is a bitch.
Never.
And we don't want difficult, you know.
Be professional, you know.
Yeah.
So I get it, absolutely, 100%. You know. But that's what I feel like, you know, when I go to show up at set or when I'm with a scene or doing a collab, like I'm still showing up to work, right? So just if I were to show up to work in any other respect, in any other profession, like, I'm going to show up right? That means, like, I know how to act, I'm professional, I don't have, you know, I don't run my mouth at people for no reason. Like, you know, that's not how you should be acting in your profession, at your job. That's why I look at that, you know?
And now, what are you about to say? I thought you were about to say something else.
No, just that, you know, it's not how I, you know, I prefer to carry myself, I guess, you know?
Well, I mean, it is work. And it's funny because when you tell civilians that shit, they be like, how? I'm like, I was at the Cosmic Cantina. It's this taco place. And people probably saw my Instagram post. And I had a young man ask me about porn. You know, period. And I had to break it down to him. Like, bro, it ain't what it seems. What you see is the finished product. You understand what we got to go through to give you the finished product, from the coordination of the scene to the thought process of the scene. As I would say, when I said something about mental prep, there was like, mental prep for what? What? I mean, it's like, why do they think that there ain't no such thing as a mental prep for our business?
I suppose for, especially for you guys more than us, right? So for me, I don't necessarily need to prep, you know, like I just don't go with it. I think for you guys it's a little bit different.
I mean, but yeah, for guys, yeah, it probably is. But I mean, even to women, it's somewhat of one. Because you think about it, when you get on set, you have to think about that camera. You also think about your angles. Especially if you experience, you know, period. And of course, you're going to have fun and what have you, because for some of y'all ladies like yourself, it's natural. It's natural. You just know what to do, especially if you done it enough. Because that's why I always felt it's kind of like when you're doing these scenes, it's reps. It's like reps, you know, period. So it's kind of like, what scene that you feel that you hit your stride? You was there.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, a lot of, I don't feel like I feel like I show up in everything I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Let's keep it 100. I understand you humble, but let's bring the ego in a little bit. There's one scene that you looked at and said, "God damn, I killed that shit."
Listen, Bobby, you know, haven't we talked about this?
See, I always ask people things that they never think about, to make them think about it. That's the beauty of it. See, I don't get to shoot with you ladies, see, because I'm not male time anymore. So the only way I can fuck you and is fuck with you is fuck with your mentality.
So
I'm giving you that middle orgasm, see?
My favorite scene that I've probably ever done is probably we did a foursome. I think I talked with you about this last time. It's still my favorite scene. That's still the best one that I've ever done. Literally.
Remind the smokers. Because it's been a while. Remind the smokers of that foursome. Remind the smokers of that foursome scene.
Oh, no. It was Princess Dandy, Jay, and Curly Regan. But it was just, like, crazy. Like, I mean, Curly Regan is like the most adorable little sub ever in the whole entire world, and she got used properly. We'll just put it that way. So, like, you know, I like to do that once in a while, you know what I mean? So it was just, again, like, it just worked out. The whole thing wasn't even planned. We didn't even know each other, literally. We're going to be all there in the same place at the same time. Boom. Magic. And I think it was probably, it's broken into two parts. Definitely probably one of the hottest scenes I've ever done.
Damn, that's a hot ass scene. You had to break it into two parts. Damn. but see, the other part about it is that people gotta realize we like what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, period. It's
fun.
I love being in porn. You know, I actually do miss it from time to time. You know, it's just the stuff that's been going on recently just reminds me why I'm happy to be tired. Yeah, that TTS is about to get TTS, and what's the other one that got that new test? Clear. So how has it on your end, from your peoples, how has it affected the business on y'all?
Say that again.
I said, how has the new STI situation that's now in our business affected y'all?
I haven't personally been affected. I just started testing for the new things. You're talking about the NGEN? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. But I'm talking about not just if you caught it, not that. Now, I ain't talking about that. Financially, it's more, the test is more.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to promote Clear like hell right now. I do the monthly pass for Clear, so I pay $400 a month. So for me, like, it's a flat rate no matter what. It's all, you know, all the swabs are included, the MGs included, and I can go as often as I want. So I really love that option. I think it's the most economical. I think it's the smartest out of, you know.
So wait a second. So you pay $400 a month and you can test unlimitedly?
Yes.
Yo, y'all need to go to Clear. TTS, we love you, but Clear, we love you more. I mean, no, because that's the thing that I've been saying. Make it easier for us. Because we're making them millions with this. You know what I'm saying? Because these are the standards. Because some people want to take a doctor test.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so I'm fortunate because I'm by one of their main facilities, so I'm able to, you know, to do that easily. I don't know how it works with the satellite facilities, but I will say this. They will, like, overnight you, like, the package that you have to bring into one of their, like, umpteen facilities that you can go to. And I haven't tried it, but it's supposed to be really, really easy. I know that they've been working really, really hard on building up that exterior network to support people all over the country.
But see, I know this much though, because now if someone flakes, people gonna be mad as a bitch. They gonna be mad as a bitch. Because I mean, straight up, but see, this other way I think that is going to affect. One is gonna be a greater separation between the content creators and the porn stars. I think content house is about to be very important. Because everybody is not now, because it's more expensive, motherfuckers really ain't gonna want to take that test.
Yeah.
Because it is more expensive. So with that being said, you're gonna see more girls husband up content creators that have a content party. So, but to me, how do you think that this test is going to change the industry somewhat?
I mean, I think it's just like any other thing that they add to it. You know what I mean? It's not going to make or break anything. You know, I mean, it's great. Let's have more things that we're testing for. Great. I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's ever going to be a bad thing. I mean, can they always help with the cost? Like, yes, of course they can help with the cost. But I mean, just like everything else, right? We have to invest in business. And this is just one of those things that we have to invest in. I mean, period. Like, that's just how I look at it. And it should be that simple. And if people don't want to invest in it, then they don't want to invest in themselves. Like, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, because, I mean, even like I tell people, like I said, back in my day, they took the health department test. But there's new stuff popping up quickly. And you know what I'm saying? And of course, I think part of it is the saturation of our business. Because the saturation of our business, how many people coming in, how many of these content creators that don't take it seriously is intermingling with some of us, you know.
But that's why it's important to be selective, right? And so, yes. Like, that's kind of what I've been doing a lot more of, is, like, being selective, choosing, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to work with people who are of the same mindset, right?
Yeah.
And keep it like that, you know?
Because one, iron sharp is iron. So when you work with someone that's serious like you, it's a trust thing that's there, because you know off camera they're going to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, and even now, Because each report, you don't even know how long you're going to be down there if that STI pops up. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like, and nowadays the way the economy is, you better not be down. Better not be down. I've been hearing a lot of girls taking the back step in the business. Some girls got them taking breaks. You know, that it's like, it got, like, I saw tweets of girls saying, how it's slow, or what have you. Which, to me, I think, I'm asking you this. Do you think females take into account time of year, holidays, certain things that happen in the world when it comes to the economy and sales?
Of course it does. I mean, everything does. I mean, right now the economy is, look at it, it's tanking, right? It's tanking so bad, there's nothing that isn't affected in this world. I mean, our industry, just like the liquor industry, are going to prevail more than others because when people get depressed, they turn to things like sex, drugs, and alcohol. It's just, it is what it is. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. It's history. It'll continue to repeat itself over and over again. So, I mean, I don't want to ever say that, you know, I don't think it's ever safe to say that something is recession-proof, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we don't really know what the future holds, you know? The world changes every day, but, you know, I think that our industry will get hit less hard than some.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, no, because that's the reason why all the celebrities want to do sex tapes. Mm-hmm. Because we're the last genre that people can buy something direct. And actually, technically, if you want to be honest, have something physical because they download shit. You know, period. So it's kind of like, that's why the Instagram models coming to the conventions and stuff like that, because they see the money that this business can make you. Especially if you're a female. Especially if you're a female.
That's cool. You know what I mean? I'm about it. You got it.
You're a gorgeous ass female, very photogenic, I may say. So,
what would you say?
I say you're a very beautiful female and very photogenic. So there you go.
I can't hear shit anymore, but that's fine. Maybe only get making the money this year for some hearing aids.
That's why I love having on the show, people, because she always makes me fucking laugh. It's just like, it never fails. She had my ass giggling over the mother like a kid. Oh, my goodness. So, it like this. I was watching this video, and this female said, look, it doesn't matter about your money or what. If I find you sexy, I will fuck you. I will fuck you. I want to fuck you. You can live on your mama's couch. I would fuck you. Because you hear women sit here talk about the man they want to date or what have you, but they don't ever talk about the man they will fuck. So it's kind of like, it with you, right? What type of man? Well, I know you about your vibe, it's about the vibe, what have you, and you know what I'm saying. What type of vibe he need to hit you with to get in the panties?
Right now, not happening. None of it. Unless you're working with me, we ain't talking.
I mean, this is what is hypothetical. Yeah, just hypothetical.
It's so hard to say, Bobby. Like, listen, you know, because again, like, think. I want you to think. Like, we could look at my. I'm married a Filipino. I mean, I've dated every race under the sun. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have a specific type when it comes to people. You know what I mean? It just really depends on where I am in my life. And, you know, if at that time, we're in parallel. Does that make sense?
No, I get what you're saying. It's like, for you, I mean, of course, it's, you don't, I mean, love don't see race, no way. You feel me? But what I'm saying is kind of like, what swag, it like this, even though these guys were different races, it's a certain swag about them that it was certain swag about them. Huh?
I like gym rats, Bobby.
You like gym rats. So
I like gym rats.
You like six packs and muscles. Oh my God. So hold on. So wait a second. So do you be in the gym lusting? Do you be in the gym lusting when you supposed to be working out?
Wait, what?
I said, do you be in the gym lusting when you supposed to be working out?
No, I work out in my living room. Shit, I hide. I don't want anybody to watch me work out.
You know what? I thought you just go in there just to look at the buses, be like,
no way.
She ain't worked out. Just got a towel over her shoulder with that fat booty.
No way. I'll be hiding in my living room. Forget that. Whatever.
You know what's funny? If you told somebody that, they wouldn't believe you because you do porn. You ain't out. Man, we the most awkward motherfuckers on the planet. and we don't do shit but Netflix and chill. Yeah.
I said to somebody the other day, I literally, well, it's a long story, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, it's just different, like, I don't know. I don't want to go be half naked in the gym working out by myself right now, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it draws a lot of attention sometimes, you know? And
yeah.
If I go by my house, like, you know, like, a lot of people know the area that I live in, or that I live in South Florida, or, you know, people around town, like, you know, I'll get messages, did I just see you on Kent Ave, or did I just see you here? Like, so I'm like, do I really want to be out there like that? Half naked in the gym. Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't realize it's like, some of us don't even go nowhere. See, they be looking at the pictures and shit and be like, oh, they everywhere. No, them shoes, motherfucker. We're in the bitch. Like with me, it's kind of like, I don't really go nowhere. It's like, I mean, I just went to like a college reunion thing at this place called Pickleback. And I felt so awkward, you know. Yeah, I was a social butterfly, but yet awkward at the same time.
Yeah, it happens like that, though, you know? So.
Yeah, because yeah, when I talked to Sweetheart Mia, she's in Romania. She got recognized at a store.
Yeah. And it's weird, you know? So it's like, you know, I don't know. Like sometimes, like, you know, when it's all for stuff like that, like, you know, we can save her from when I look cute, not when I'm sweating my ass off.
But even to the point that kind of like, because do you still go to swinger events?
Well, I mean, so it depends. So it's very, very depends. So all of my friends are still swingers, right? Obviously, I'm still a big part of the community. And yeah, if I do frequent parties when I'm not filming, I may engage with somebody. But the more likely scenario is that I will go to a swingers party with somebody else who is in this industry and who is tested, so that we can play together and still enjoy the party and, you know, not have to worry about it.
She said, I bring dick to the party.
But, you know, I always have, Bobby. That's literally what my job is.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with being on brand. It's nothing wrong with bringing sand to the beach. First of all, it's cheaper to get to the motherfuckers, especially for the dudes. You damn right. If I go to a swinger party, we might not be dating, but hey, I need to get in cheaper. I can't pay $100. So, but I mean, but yeah, I always wondered, like, as a porn star, how do you navigate a swinger party? Because it's different that you can walk in and you just the average. But now I got to think about, well, hold up, I got to shoot this.
The people that I surround myself with and, like, the people where, like, I go around, like, it's more, I don't want to say private, you know what I'm saying? Smaller groups, like, my close friends and, you know what I mean? People who really are just more, like, true friendship than, you know, let's say, like, my friends, you know what I mean? That's not the nature of our relationship necessary. But if I'm going to go to an event or go to a party, it's going to be with them or whatever. You know, more for the social aspect now at this point with everything else considered.
Now, within these parties, I got to ask this. How often do you get the conversation of how you get into porn? The porn conversation.
How did I get into it?
Yeah. How many times you had, in the swinger event, people ask you about porn shit?
oh, forget about it all the time. So, like, you know, that's the other thing. Like, you know, it's annoying. Like, so I like to stay low key. Like,
I was actually any kind of annoyed that you just did for the ambiance. He was like, well, you know, how did you get started in porn? How did one get in porn?
I'm gonna start telling them. I have an interview with Bobby Lucas. You should go watch it. You'll know the whole journey.
I tell them not. Just tell them to come to my web, my podcast. They can learn everything they need to know. Because I know it's kind of like, even to the point, like even when I hang out with my friends, I hate when they want to discuss my porn shit, and I be like,
you know, I don't mind. Like, if it's whatever, but if they're genuinely asking because they want to know about me and because they're my friend, it's one thing. But if they're asking with, you know, motives and they just want information and, you know, yeah, like, we have to work for it. You know, you got to do some research to put it out there. So.
Yeah, because sometimes
I feel like if I'm someplace and I'm at a social event and I'm there socially and I'm not working, like, don't talk to me about work. Ask if you can make an appointment to talk to me about work. Because I'm here having fun. Like,
Yeah, because it's kind of like, once again, it's like the fans just, and regular people don't get it. What we do is work. Yes, we have sex, but it's sometimes not the most comfortable. Believe it or not, people, sometimes they don't even have an orgasm.
Yeah.
They think I have an orgasm all the time. But y'all don't realize that it's not good acting. It's just you ain't paying attention. Because, like, put it this way. I mean, I always hear a girl say, I don't fake it on camera. I don't fake it on camera. But you have people thinking you had an orgasm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, how often have you had an orgasm during the shoot?
Almost every single time. You could see it. It's like you could see mine. Like it's visible. It's there. Like, you know, so there it is. Hi. You know, there's no mistaking if it is or isn't real. You know what I mean? Because I leave evidence. So, there we go.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. But so you never had a shoot that you didn't reach that climax.
Yep, I have had.
Ooh, okay. Now, the question is, when you have a shoot like that, are you disappointed that you didn't hit the climax, or do you even give a shit?
I mean, usually just grateful to make it through the end of it, and, you know.
Oh, it was one of those type shoots, huh? It was one of those, let's get through this one. I've been there before.
We got this. Whatever we got to
do. He's just not working well today.
But sometimes it happens, doesn't it? Like, you know, I mean, we're all human, yeah? No? I mean, sometimes people, you know, it's just not, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's not meant to be like that in that moment, you know? And sometimes not everything is just working how you expect it to be and how you think it's going to go. And
I hate to stop, but we can't stop. But when we start back up, it ain't as intense as it was at first.
Then again?
No, I say I hate the shoots where at first we intense as fuck, then we stop, and then we can't catch the intensity.
So, like, that's why I really like, you know, to be able to film straight through. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, pre-discuss a little bit, like, what you want to hit, what the goals are, you know, so that you guys know, you know, what the movement of the shoot is going to be like in general, but you can just flow, you know? Yeah. I like that much better than having to stop and, like, you know, discuss it. Like, let's do this, let's change it, like, you know, in the middle, like, you just, you know, you lose the momentum.
Oh, no, because even to the point, like, even when I used to walk into the room before, like, I used to meet the model before my cameraman get there.
Yeah.
And I walked in the room. I just envisioned how the scene was going to be. And I kind of tell her how the scene was going to be. So there'd be some type of structure. See, once again, we're not just fucking people. Just fucking is, we ain't worried about switch position or anything like that. We ain't discussed it, none of it. No, when we film, that's a discussion. Like, yeah, we're going to start off first with you eating her pussy. Then we need her to give you some head. And then we want her to ride you reverse cowgirl, squat.
You know, but then, I mean, sometimes, for example, sometimes you know, let's say if you put riding at the end of the scene, and sometimes they've already, you know, been hard to work and they're overexerted, you know what I mean? If it's hot in the room, you know, they might not be as ready to go and hard as you can. And, you know, sometimes, like, if you're going to get on top, it needs to be solid, solid hard, or else it's just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, you just got to work with it sometimes. It's like, you gotta roll with it, you know?
Yeah, because especially with many of the positions, you got to be extremely hard. You might get away with somewhat of a soft dick with doggy style.
Exactly.
Right. You know, period. But, and even missionary. But when it comes to that ride, it was cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. But if you anal, you hitting the wall if you soft. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm just letting you know.
Literally.
You know, period. But yeah, because, I mean, that's the whole key. But I'm gonna ask you this. If a dude, should a woman feel any responsibility if he is not able to stay hard?
No, it's your job. That's your job. It's literally your job. That's how I look at it, you know? Just like it's my job to be able to, you know, perform on my end through the whole scene, you know? Like, even if you're stretching me out to the max and, you know, destroying my cervix and I'm literally dying, like, we're going to finish, you know, like, because that's my job. Like, we're going to get through this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I come ready, like, you have to come ready, too. Like, and why is that my responsibility if you're not? Because you should be able to perform in all aspects, you know, and if you can't, then, you know, maybe, again, you should be more selective in the people that you're working with if you don't think that that's the right fit. So,
I got argued down with this. And I said, a dude that sit here and says he cannot work with a condom, You're not a professional talent. Because some females would want to shoot with a condom. Now, I ain't talking about the BJ. But she might want to shoot with a condom.
Yeah.
I've been there with that.
Everybody's prerogative. I mean, some people don't have another form of birth control. They don't want to take that risk. Some people have significant others at home, and that's what they've agreed upon if they're going to be in this business. I mean, nobody should even have to explain what their reasoning is behind something like that. The answer should be, yes, I respect it. Yes, I knew that beforehand, before we worked, because you made me aware. I'm sure whoever would be in that situation would. And then either you do or you don't, but you don't complain about it.
No.
Or ask for you to change your mind or where your stance is on it. It's either
I heard someone say, you're not a porn star if you use a condom. They're not going to buy the scene if they use a condom.
No, because, you know, there's been people out there who used to not and got burned in this industry on camera by co-stars and now say, nope. Sorry, never gonna happen to me again. We're gonna be extra careful, because even around the parameters that we operate in, it still wasn't enough. So, and that's everybody's prerogative. It's our body. It's my body. If I choose that, then that's what I choose. Or if, you know, another person chooses it. But I don't think it should ever be, you know, if that's not something you can do and you can't respect it, then you should know that about the person. Like, it's your job to do that research, and you should know that that girl only shoots with condoms. Because you've done the research. If you want to work with her that bad and you want to collab with her that bad, then you should know where she shoots.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so if that's not your brand and that's not in your wheelhouse or that's not something that you like, then don't reach out to her.
No, find somebody there and let you fucking roll.
What happened?
Okay, it's the point. It's kind of like, because even to me, it's like this to me. Once again, if a dude see had issue with a woman wanting to wear a condom, you in this for fucking pussy. You're not in this for the business. You know, period. And I always felt that way. You know, it's a certain attitude a guy should have on set. It's a certain professionalism he should have on set. It's a certain way. Like I said, y'all gonna flirt. Yeah, it's gonna be a little flirt going on this and that, but it's different between flirting because she wants to fuck you versus flirting that I'm just gonna make your ass feel comfortable so we can get through this scene, nigga. Yeah, and a lot of dudes don't know the damn difference. That's the sad part. They really just don't know the damn difference. Because I mean, even when I walk on set, she's here because she want to fuck me on camera. It ain't got shit to do with other than that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, because I'm sorry, I always liked it that even though we might got nasty, freaky, dirty, we done toned each other down, everything else, it goes back to normal once the lights go off. And two fellas, also ladies do find you when sexy when you actually fucking professional.
They am.
Ladies do find you sexier if you actually fucking professional. Yeah. You know. Mm. Oh my goodness. So, are you going to New Jersey? I'm sorry. I hit the blood and made me cough. Are you planning to go to New Jersey?
I believe that I am. So I'm going to be in, it's going to be a really, really busy month. I'm going to be in Vegas for GGW from October 10th to the 17th. And then I have to do some other personal stuff that for another side hustle that I do that's not related to this industry. So I'll be like, you know, busy on the East Coast and for a few trips back and forth from like the 19th until the 26th. And then I think I might stop in Chicago with Rizzy and...
Ooh, Rizzy!
that's what we're working on. And then I'm going to go back to Vegas right after that for the BBW strip night at the Hustler Club, Vegas. So that's going to be on October 30th. So super excited about that. You can buy some VIP.
Wait. Are we working the poll? Me? Are we working the pole?
Me?
Are you working the pole at the strip night?
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I've never been to a strip club before in my life.
So I'm going to ask you this. When you plan to go to Girls Gone Wireless, do you pre-connect with the talent that you want to shoot with, or you wait till you get there to see who's there? Or do you know ahead of time? Like I said, I mean, how do you set up your shoots with that? Because I know walking in, you have an idea of what you want to do.
Can you see me? Because my whole camera can't just...
Oh, just cut your camera off and cut it back on. You just froze.
Okay. So sometimes, yes, you pre-plan it. Like, you know, we have a group, like, after, you know you're coming, you're confirmed.
Cut it off, cut it back on again. Cut your camera on and cut it back on again. Cut it off and on. Yeah, I can't see you.
Better?
No, damn it. No, you ain't coming on at all.
I don't know.
It's a trip. Oh, my God. This is just unbelievable. We're going to take a quick commercial. Oh, don't wait until you coming back. I think you come back. Ah-ha! And take a commercial break. Thank you, God. Yeah, what you were saying?
shit. I don't know. So we're talking about Vegas, going to Vegas, and then what else?
Oh, I said, how do you submit who you work with within the Girls Gone Wireless?
So what
Girls Gone Wireless are you looking to do? And do you connect with them before Girls Gone Wireless, or do you wait till you get there?
No, we wait till we get there, but we're in a group chat. So we could all discuss in a group chat, or if you want to work with somebody personally, you could reach out to them individually. And, you know, set it up and just say, hey, like on this day, what days are you going to be there for sure? And figure it out and work it out together. But, you know, you just set up everything individually and reach out individually if you want to talk to somebody.
But I usually just rock out when I get there. That's kind of what I do. I mean, when people ask if people are, you know, talking about like group scenes and doing a whole bunch of different stuff, like I, you know, I participate in all the group photo shoots and all the stuff. I just put all the costumes, you know, so all that kind of stuff. I'm prepping, you do all that prep because we discuss all of it. We have a whole schedule. We have all the costumes, all the stuff, all the links to get it in. It's super organized, actually. And then, I'm not the one. I can't take any credit for that. That's all Erica and Kendra, I think, organizing all that good stuff. And then basically, you know, you just talk to everybody. Like, you know, there's a few group scenes that we talked about, like with Barbie and a few other people. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I can't wait to see what comes out of that wonderful content house, because they be having some heavyweight hitters up in that motherfucker, trust and believe. Yeah. For real.
We're trying to get Mark though.
Oh, I know all the male ties got there. She walk up in there, they gonna be like, "Yes, Lord." God is good.
I love God it. Good.
You gonna see a dude with a tear in his eye? Like, it must be my birthday.
What happened?
No, I said the dude crying. Oh, it must be my birthday. She walk up in the door.
Oh, yes. That would be amazing. Are you
going to
be at Exotica Jersey?
I'm not this year. Not this year. It's not that. Next year, I plan to do more traveling. Now, definitely next year, I plan to do more traveling, because if something works out with JOB, as well as other things with as I got going, oh, I will be doing more traveling. Best believe, because I got to come see y'all in person. I got to have you in front of me so we can chop it up and talk. For real, out of these and everything. So, oh my goodness. So, that being said, before she tell you where to spend that money, people, let me remind you, Premium Smoke Room is now on excitebunny.com. That's right. Now it gets more uncensored, more wild, and more crazy. The tits will come out, might come out, depends on if they want to bring them out.
We're allowed to do that on here, right?
Well, not on this episode, unfortunately. I had to bring you to the Supreme Smoke Room to do that. Spotify will fucking take this damn shit down. But you can show butt cheek, though. You can show some booty. I mean, that, you know what I'm saying? You can show what.
Can't show booty. You can
see that. That's all you need. Baby, they can see the shape. It's beautiful. Now, imagine what she would do when we get her in the Premium Smoke Room, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. On Excite Bunny, three tiers. The first tier starting at $4.99 a month. And each tier gets better and better and better and better. And I'm talking about five premium podcasts. Everybody like that love the audio. I can't wait to bring her on there. I'm going to be cheesing like a motherfucker. And the audio, for you people that still want to listen to it on Spotify, what have you, $4.99 a month on Spotify. You know, pretty so two ways that you can enjoy the Premium Smoke Room. But you want to go over to Excite Bunny because it's video. And you really get to see them cut a fucking fool. So with that being said, it's TT Paul. Tell them where they can spend that money on you, baby.
So you can go check me out on my website, TT. It's TEETEEPAWG.com. You can check out my OnlyFans, TT Paul, Minivids, TT Paul. And my IG just got wiped, so I'll be starting a new one. You'll see me again soon.
So. IG is a crook. I'm lucky they ain't fucking me too, Joe. I'm lucky. But that's not going to work, because I'll fuck around and go look on that bitch and then it'll shut me down. So, both definitely, like I said, she will be on the Premium Smoke Room, Premium Smokers, so it's definitely going to be on the popping. So, with that being said, you know, we indie shows all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Miss Paul.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks again, Bobby.
Yeah.